Belstra, who lives near DeMott.
Respects for
on December 18th, she had been married to Ronnie Hoffman, for 45 years.
Lord, thank you for.
She is survived by her daughter, Andrea, Shaney, and Ryan Donovan of Hebron, and their children. Okay, Aaron and Katie Hoffman of Hebron, and then her seven grandchildren. Jay, who's married to Hope, Heaven, Brett, Ewan, Nathan, Maya, and Happy, or Hadley.
We are going to follow Christy's wishes.
And then her great-grandchild, Ray Ling. She's also survived by her siblings, Mitch, married to Vicki Belstra of DeMott, Carrie Belstra of Wheatfield, Connie and Gary Bailey of DeMott, Jody and Roger Hewen of DeMott, and Heidi and Gary Conley of Lake Village. And she's also preceded in death by her son, Jeremy, about 9 years ago.
On the first one, Christy has done this.
Oh, no, almost 10. Christy was a member of this church for many, many years, and she played the organ for us for many years. And she loved participating in the quilting group, some of the quilts you saw here, Sisters in Stitches, and enjoyed basket making. She was a hard-working farm wife who proudly worked alongside her husband, Ron, and her son, Aaron. So with that, we do have a special. Is Felicia here? Okay, you want to come on up? Christy wanted you to sing. There you go. Is that high enough?
God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. This is somewhat rather hard for me, because I didn't know Christy here at the church or at home. I knew her at the hospital, and my coworker and I, we met Christy on her journey. And from the beginning to the end, I was there. She would always make little faces at me. She could point her finger at me. She could say, Felicia, get in this room. Felicia, come here. And I said, what is it now? And I remember first meeting Christy and Ron. And I heard some noise in the room. I said, sound like somebody moving furniture in the room. I went in the hospital room, in that room they were in, and he was trying to move his rocking chair closer to her. And I said, well, sir, if you unlock the chair, we can get it closer to Christy. And from that day on, he would come. And they would have, I say, a date together. And Christy didn't drink our water, but Ron did. So I bring him water, and she'll have her own bottled water. And it was such an honor and a blessing taking care of her. And my mom is here today. My mom is Pastor V. Robinson. And my mom would come to the hospital and pray for Christy. And she told Christy one day, she says, I'm your black angel. Your little black angel has been here. And I called my mama last week and I said, Mom, come see Christy. Because Christy got to asking me about hymns, and she always asked me about my music, but this day seemed rather special. And on my way out, she said, come here, Felicia. She just gave me the biggest hug, and she said, I love you. And I said, I love you too. So I'm glad she's not suffering anymore. But she's gone on to be with our Lord and Savior. So there's a little song. I thank my son for coming and Kim for coming. one of the aides who took care of her as well. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Our prayers. I'm praying for you. We will miss Miss Christie on 4 Wing 3. She meant so much to us, to all the nurses, to all the aides, to our manager, to our staff. Everybody that came in contact with Christie knew that she was a soldier in the army of the Lord, and we were blessed and honored to take care of her. You have our prayers. Amen.
Okay, if you would, there's a blue hymnal in front of you. We're going to go to page number 75 and sing that. After hearing her sing and going my singing, it's going like going from a Cadillac to a beat-up Chevy. So, so that's where we're at. 75 is what we're going to do. 75, Abide With Me.
Abide with me.
Swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see. Oh, thou who changest not, abide with me. I need thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can foil the tempter's power? Who like thyself my guide and stay can be? Through cloud and sunshine, abide with me. One more. Hold thou thy word before my cleansing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Have morning breaks and earth's faint shadows flee. In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me. Thank you. In the Bible, in Acts chapter 9, there's a lady there by the name of Tabitha. In Acts 9, verse 36, and it says, "Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did." Okay, and then this lady here is mentioned in Acts, and then there's another one, another lady mentioned in Acts 16, verse 14. This lady over here was known for the seller of purple, so the making of clothing and things like that. Acts 16, verse 14, there was a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, and I think that was Christie's color she liked. Of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God and heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. So there's two ladies there mentioned in Acts. And when you think of Christy, when I think of Christy, knowing that she was a seamstress. And the quilt here and the quilt that they had last night shows a couple things about Christy. One is her patience. And two is her preciseness or perfection, craftsmanship. That's a lost art in these days. People these days just don't have the patience to make something of good quality. In Proverbs chapter 31, it mentions a lady who seeks wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. That was another thing Christy did, is she made these baskets. Again, showing her patience to detail, her preciseness. And then many of us know that through the years she's played the organ. Now I remember as a young kid that I would watch her go up to the organ at Community Bible Church. She'd kick off her shoes and then get on the bench, and then I'd always try to figure out, how does she do that up here, down here, and then the feet? And I could never really get that figured out. I was kind of amazed with that. But Christy would do it with such ease. And then when she came here, then she played the organ here. And we used to have it sitting here, but it's an old thing. All the tubes wore out and the thing's gone. And so we hooked it into the sound system. And when she'd be playing there, we wouldn't hear anything. And up there, she'd give that look like, "Are you guys awake up there?" And I'd look over and I'd see that look. And then I'd look up there, and then they'd go, "Ooh," and then they'd turn the thing on, and then you'd hear her. But she had a way of giving that look. It was like, "Wake up, get with the program." And she kind of kidded Luke about his violin. If he hit a flat note or something like that, I wouldn't pick up on them flat notes. I don't. Maybe he hit one now. I don't know if he did. Shane is saying, "Yeah, okay." Well, Christy's probably saying yeah, too, on that. But Christy worked in our children's ministry for many years in Vacation Bible School, and she and Ronnie gave to missions regularly. In her daily life, she ran errands for the farm and delivered meals to us to the field. And everybody here has got a memory of Christy. Whatever personal relationship you have, being an aunt, sister, daughter, wife, sister-in-law, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, cousin, friend, You have a relationship with her, and remember her and allow her to be relived in your hearts. She battled cancer for quite a while without complaining. She was a type of person that would try to help others, where in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, it says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." But then in verse 5, it says something a little bit different. It says, "But let every man bear his own burden." And when Christy started battling cancer, her being very private about things, she, in essence, wanted to battle that on her own, pretty much so, with the immediate family. But she fulfills this idea of where, yeah, you help others bear their burdens, but then when there's a burden come your way, you're going to have to bear it most of the time by yourself or with immediate family. I admired that about her. And she died very peacefully at home. And I can imagine what she did. When I heard about her passing, first thing, I could tell you exactly what she did. And I'll tell you in a little bit what I'm thinking she did is, and there's a statement that we say often that she's in a better place. Now that's not just a cliche. That's a reality with Christy Hoffman. She believed in the Lord Jesus Christ personally for her Savior. And if the Lord tarries, every one of us is going to end up here someday. And that is the greatest day you need to prepare for, is that time. Success is not becoming rich or famous or having a vain happiness. Success is facing death with confidence in Jesus Christ. Now, a lot of people, you know, don't quite figure out this thing we call death. But if you go to the Bible, you discover what it's about. For the believer in Jesus Christ, it is simply a quick flight due north, past the North Star, right into the throne of God. Paul likens death to a departure. You'll find that in 2 Timothy where it says, "My departure's at hand." And when you go to an airport, you'll see a departure gate and arrival gates. And if you're standing there at the departure gates, you're going to see tears of sorrow at the departure gates. At the arrival gate, you're going to see tears of joy at the arrival gate. We're at the departure gate. And when Christy's soul left that physical body and she stepped into that thin veil, into the spirit world, and then headed due north, and at the arrival gate was a young man with tears of joy. And she grabbed that young man and hugged him, and they jumped up and down, was happy and cried and happy and cried. And then she stepped back and she said, "Jeremy, turn to your left, please." And he would turn to the left. She said, "Bend over." And he bent over. And then she took a swift kick right at his butt that Aaron and Shane told him to do. And he would turn, probably went up like that, and said, "Boy, I had that coming." And then they would have hugged and jumped up and down and been happy for a while. And that's how to imagine what Christy did. And you see, it's just as real to me as real as we're standing here, sitting here. You see, when the soul departs this physical body and steps through that thin veil, we don't see the veil because we're in the physical world, but it's right there. Steps into that thin veil because the Bible says there is a natural body. That's what we're seeing. And there is a spiritual body. And that's what we don't see. Now, how does one prepare successfully for that departure? That is the most important thing. There's a very simple two-part plan to prepare for that departure. Jesus Christ summarized the Old Testament. When somebody asked him about the Old Testament, he summarized it very simply. He said, "Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength." And then he said, "Love thy neighbor as thyself." Now, from our perspective, we're going to run reverse on that first. And part one is to love thy neighbor. Life is too short to foolishly hold your grudges until the day you die. Don't take yourself so seriously about your grudges. I realize that 99.95% of the world population will not even know I ever existed. I know that. Everyone's carrying wounds. Everybody's got wounds. In Galatians chapter 2, try to help to reach out and help people with their wounds and heal them. But like Christy, who would bear her own burdens, then you got to work with your own wounds. But first, the first part of that is to love thy neighbor as thyself. The second part is to love God. God gave us a Bible. This B-I-B-L-E, that stands for be informed before leaving earth. And that's why God gave us that book. So you can read that book for yourself and find out what pleases God. And when you find out what pleases God, God stated on one occasion audibly, out loud, with a thunderous voice, he said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." That's who pleases God. And so when you get to know Jesus Christ, then you can jump in line and start knowing how to please God. The Lord Jesus Christ is totally different than anybody who's ever been on this earth. The Lord Jesus Christ, most people assume they think what he's like. And people have a distorted viewpoint of what he's like. There is no one who fulfilled more predictions about his life than Jesus Christ did. Nobody has. Jesus Christ predicted where he was going to die, how he was going to die, when he was going to die, and who he was going to allow to kill him. And then he said, "I'm rising from the dead." He did exactly what he said he would do. Over 514 people testified to his resurrection. Jesus Christ did not come to show man how to make a living. He came to show man how to live. And Christy knew Jesus Christ. She had placed her faith in him for her personal Savior. Please do not make the mistake of allowing someone to hinder you from personally seeking after Jesus Christ. Do not make the mistake of relying on somebody else to do your search for you. I don't care who it is, be it a good person or a bad person or a religious person, non-religious, doesn't matter. Don't allow somebody else to distort your opportunity to find out what Jesus Christ is really like. Stop complaining about the sinners and start searching about the Savior. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Now, people tend to think that faith is a blind faith. In verse 1, it says, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Bible faith has evidence. It has substance that you can look at, review, research, draw a conclusion, and discover that there is nobody like Jesus Christ. He gives a person some value in life worth living. Now, being raised on a farm, and I'm sure we got some farmers here, we farmers are known for our independent mindset. And so I'm encouraging you to take that independent mindset and go to a Bible independently by yourself and read it for yourself. Turn the TV off. Turn the radios off, put the cell phone away, and get into this book for yourself. If you don't have a Bible, we got some back here, and I want you to take one home. I would suggest starting with the Gospel of John, because it was written that you might know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you might have life through his name. Christy wanted me to point people to Jesus Christ, is what she wanted me to do. And there's nobody like him. None whatsoever. You're never going to find anybody like Jesus Christ. Ever. If you sincerely seek after the truth, you will discover what will please God. And then you will discover that Jesus Christ is the Savior. And then you can make an agreement with God Almighty and say, "Okay, I have looked at the evidence. I have seen the substance. I recognize that Jesus Christ is worthy of my worship, and I'm going to trust in Him. And you'll begin to discover a joy that you'll never have like you've ever had in your life. Don't wait till your departure time. Last night, my wife was preparing a great big thing of apple goodie for our meal today. Had it all prepared. This morning, she was moving it, and all of a sudden, that tray, all over the floor. Don't wait for your departure in life where your goodies of life end up all on the floor. Find out what this book says. Jesus Christ said this, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my burden is easy, and my load is light." That's what Jesus Christ has to offer. And that's what gave Christy something worth living for. And I don't know about you, but I'm certainly glad to know that and have that true hope that Christy is in a better place. She is. Shall we pray? Lord, I do pray that, and by chance, if someone here is not certain about that departure gate day that they're going to have, I pray, Lord, that you'd show them that they need to find out what this Bible says and to consider. Please help them to consider the Lord Jesus Christ. Christy considered him long ago and placed her faith in him. And then she tried to do some things to please him. And Lord, I pray that this might be a help and a comfort, and give a curiosity to some to seek after the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we're looking forward to the day not only to see you face to face, but also to see Christy again and Jeremy. And Lord, I just pray that you was pleased with what's said and done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now if the pallbearers could come forward.